Amen. It caught me. Let us say this, church. You have heard good singing. And you have heard some ministers preach without much spirit.
Amen.
Just be fabulous. Amen.
Amen.
You have heard pray without much spirit.
Amen.
Good prayers, honest prayers.
Yeah.
But you didn't feel anything.
Amen.
Right.
Amen.
It matters not of the eloquence or the articulations or the tempo of a song.
Uh-huh.
A lot of people have good voices and they sing so well.
Yeah.
But there is a gap somewhere.
Amen. Amen.
There is a spiritual gap.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
All right.
And it's not worth saying amen to.
Well.
And it won't induce you to bow your head or shed a tear. You just enjoy, and that is all. I like for people to come to me. I don't care too much for compliments, but if you're going to tell me anything, not that I enjoy the sermon, say, it helped. I was helped.
Yes, sir.
That's
yes,
what
sir.
I want to hear.
Yes, sir.
See, everything you enjoy is not a help to you.
Well,
85% of the things that we enjoy. Is not conducive to good health.
Well.
See, a lot of us found it out too late, didn't we?
Yeah.
Now we are restricted to certain things when we could have had better health had we known before.
Amen.
So this is what we are talking about. No, I never caught the spirit. It caught me.
Well.
And when it catches you, they may laugh at your spiritual response. But never let anybody quench your spirit in the house of the Lord.
Yeah.
You do what thus saith the Spirit.
Yes, sir.
You let the Spirit lead you.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
If people grin, let them grin.
Amen.
If they lie, let them lie.
Amen.
If they look at you, as Dr. Moore said the other night, with a sneer,
yes, sir.
That's all right.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
That's all right. Look at you in a strained way, and that I ain't with you grin, or pretend to be asleep, or distracted by myriad interruptions and frivolities. But if you are really in the spirit, they are defeated.
Yes.
They are defeated. If you are in the spirit of Christ, nobody can hinder you. Nobody can slow up your benevolence or your giving to the church or community. That is the easiest thing to stop.
Well,
it's what comes out of your pocket. That's an easy thing to stop. It doesn't take much to stop that. They can't stop us from singing. Oh, Lord, they cannot stop us from praying or testifying or whatever the Spirit leads us to do.
Yeah.
Do it.
Well.
The song said, every time, oh, Lord, I feel the Spirit, Lord, I pray. You don't really have to catch it. If you get involved, oh Lord, it will catch you. Jesus told, let's go on and close, this sinful woman that our fathers worshiped in this mountain. And that Jerusalem, the killer of many prophets, and he told her that Jerusalem is the place where men ought to worship the Lord.
Amen.
Amen. Listen to the 23rd verse, which embodies and embraces what we have said about catching. But the hour coming, and now is when the true worship. You see, everybody that worship is not a true worship. Amen.
Yes.
Satan has hope that can beat us doing anything that we try to do in this church.
Well,
do you Are you listening?
Yes, sir.
Are you listening?
Yes, sir.
Well, he has people, oh Lord, that can give out of him better than anyone.
Yes, yes.
Amen.
Well,
he have men that can stand up here and speak better than we can. He have men and women, oh Lord, that can get on their knees and pray a melodious prayer that never gets out of the top of the house.
Well.
Are you listening?
Yes, sir.
There is another spirit.
Well.
Oh Lord, but Jesus said unto her that they that worship him must worship him in spirit and in truth. Talking about the true worshiper. Not the worshiper that say that represents Satan or the devil, but the true worshiper of God. So why try to catch him when he is in quest for you? Jesus, the very Christ, said, "Behold, I stand at the door. I'm
not.
Your Lord, if you will open that door, I'll come in. And I'll sup with you. But you must invite me in. I'll come in and be with you. You make one step, oh Lord, toward me, and I'll make two toward you. Where there's two or three gathered in my name, Jesus said, I'll be one in the midst. And I don't know. Maybe I'm wrong. Well, Lord, but it seems to me most everybody now desires that we worship them. Ain't we right about it? The Bible explicitly says those that are led by the Spirit shall be called the children of God. You don't have to catch the Spirit. Isaiah, the son of Amos, says 61:1. Oh Lord, the Spirit of the Lord God is upon me. For he has anointed me to do these things. To bind up the wounded heart. Mend the broken spirit. Oh Lord, visit those that are in prison. And preach, Lord God, the acceptable year of the Lord. Oh Lord, he didn't do these things, oh Lord, but trying to catch the spirit. He said, the spirit of the Lord God is upon me. St. Paul to the Philippians 2:13-14 said, "For it is God which worketh in you both to will and to do of his good pleasure. Do all things without murmuring and disputing." You know, some of us, we mumble and grumble all the time. Every time we call upon, we got to mumble and grumble. Ain't we right about it? But Paul says, do all of these things without mumbling and grumbling. St. John, the divine, the beloved prophet of Ephesus, said, oh Lord, these words, Revelation 21:10. Oh Lord, I didn't have to catch the Spirit. Oh Lord, he carried me away in the Spirit of the Lord. Oh yes, he did, to a great and high mountain. Oh Lord, and showed me that great city, the holy city of the New Jerusalem, descending out, Lord, out of the heaven of God. Why, John said, I was in the Spirit. Oh Lord, and on the Lord's day, if you have been born again, oh Lord, you don't have to worry about the Spirit catching you. Oh Lord, you're already in the Spirit. You don't have to worry, oh Lord, about tears in your eyes. You don't have to worry sometime about clapping your hands. When you out of yourself in the Spirit. Oh Lord, these are somewhat unnatural attributes of the Lord Jesus. Oh Lord, sometimes you don't realize what you're doing. Ain't we right? Why, you don't realize what you're saying. Ain't we right about it? Sometimes you don't realize, oh Lord, that you move out of your seat into another eye. Ain't we right? When we worship him in spirit and in truth. Oh Lord, as we close every day and every hour, you ought to let the Spirit of the Lord be. Ain't we right about it? On every road in union, every road, every street, every dream, you ought to let the Lord be all on the job, all in your home. You ought to let the Lord be every day and every hour. You ought to let the Lord be. John said, I was there in the Spirit. I was there, oh Lord, in the Lord's day. And it was then that the Lord revealed these things unto me. I saw myriad beasts and myriad animals. Oh Lord, because I was in the Spirit. Oh Lord, and I saw 24 elders flying around the throne of God. I was in the Spirit. Oh Lord, and I saw a number moving on up the glory that no man could know. Who were they, John? These were they that came out of triumph, troubles and tribulations. John said, and this we are through, saw another group. Oh Lord, they didn't have any power. They didn't have any appearance. They didn't have any game. They didn't have any Clorox. They didn't have an automatic wash machine. John said, I saw this group, Lord God. What were they doing, John? They were washing. They were washing. Oh Lord, they were washing. Are you listening? Lord, the Lord will make everything all right.
Yes, it will.
You ought to let the Spirit lead you. Everywhere you go. Let Jesus lead you. Let Jesus lead you. Let Jesus lead you. All the way. Oh, sing it, church. Earth to heaven. Let Jesus lead you. Oh, he's a mighty good leader. He's a mighty good leader. The door is open. The invitation is given. Is there one who needs to be led today? So come on. Let Jesus lead. You won't go wrong, church. Jesus lead you. Let Jesus. The reason so many folks are going wrong today, they're trying to lead themselves.
Yes, sir.
Amen. They're trying to lead themselves. The Bible said if the blind lead the blind, both of them wind up in
yes,
the
ditch. Yes, sir.
Let Jesus lead.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Let us unite with our choir at this time. Help them sing. There is a sweet, sweet spirit in this place. And the evidence is, and I know, that it is the spirit of the Lord. Let us sing with them melodiously. There's a sweet, sweet spirit in this place, and I know that it's the spirit of the Lord. Yes, Lord. There's a sweet expression on each face. Oh, yes. And I know it is the Spirit of the Lord. Oh, yes, sweet Holy Spirit, sweet heavenly dove, stay right here with us, with us. Oh, yes, sing it, church, sing it. Oh, yes.